Dispatches from Kochi is a collection of stories from Kochi in Kerala, India. Collected and written by myself, Robert Wood, they bring to light the texture and tone of everyday life in this small port town. There will be 10 dispatches, each focusing on a particular individual and what they think to be the important story of their life. For many years, Kochi has been a place for trade and travellers. The Assyrians, Babylonians, and Egyptians shipped spices from here when their civilizations were at the height of power before the Common Era began. St. Thomas brought new ideas, practices, and rituals to Kerala well before Christianity was established in Europe. The Dutch, the Portuguese, and the English ruled Kochi at various stages of colonial domination, exporting pepper, timber, and coir through the port. And since independence in 1947, the state has consistently returned governments to the left of centre while being economically enmeshed with the Middle East and the rest of India. Today, Kochi is at once a cosmopolitan and parochial town, a place with a burgeoning tourist trade that welcomes visitors from Europe, the Americas, Asia and Australia, while maintaining a firm sense of identity rooted in the local sensibility of Malayali people. Visitors are attracted to its colonial architecture, including churches constructed in Gothic, Victorian, Georgian styles, as well as its pace of life, which is slow compared to the rest of the subcontinent. Locals defend their home against the modernizing impulses found in contemporary Bombay, Delhi, and Bangalore, with more than one person I spoke to arguing that the Malayali is a relaxed guy, so those kinds of changes just won't happen here. That duality of openness and rootedness finds expression in the religion and the politics. In Kochi, one notices that the mosque sits peacefully next to the temple, synagogue and church, while there is also a heavy presence of communist flags, murals and billboards. The former connects Kochi to world history and contemporary practices that can be found on all continents, while the latter places it in conversation with Cuba and China in an increasingly rare axis of ideology and governance. Religion and politics are the two poles of life here, anchoring people in beliefs and habits as well as providing a structuring way of thinking and acting that matters for identity. It is that story of identity that my stories hope to share with you. As for my identity, I have a family connection to Kochi, with one cousin living here and my mother's family coming from a village further south. I first came to Kerala in 1994 and last came to Kochi in 2010. This time I have come for the Kochi Mazuris Biennale, where my partner is working. Being here for 6 months offered an opportunity not only to engage with my family history, but also to discover more about religion, politics and people in an altogether unique place, a place where the intersection of diverse ideas meets a fixed history and sense of belonging. In collecting these stories, I have tried to encourage various voices to speak through me, to articulate what it is to be an individual in Kochi today. A lot of these stories come from people I have met serendipitously, which will be evident in my introductions, but some of them I have also met through contacts on the ground, found and shared because they are simply interesting. I hope that you, dear listener, gain from these stories an idea of what life in Kochi is like now, a possibility of travelling to this place without leaving home, and through that process you can discover what it is like to experience the side of contemporary India that might otherwise be hidden from popular view. Dispatches from Kochi is an example of the kind of storytelling that the Centre for Stories shares. It is at once engaged.